Welcome to the Savvy Dentist Podcast with Dr. Jesse Green, the show where great dentistry meets great business. Listen in each week as we bring you an inspiring person who will share their story, ideas, and business techniques to help you create a practice and a life you love. And now introducing your host, Dr. Jesse Green.
Hi everyone, it's Jesse Green here. Welcome back to SavvyDentist.com and to the Savvy Dentist Podcast, the show where great dentistry meets great business. In this bite-sized episode, I wanted to continue the conversation around strategy and tactics. And as we spoke about last week, tactics are essential because they allow you to achieve short-term outcomes with specific activities designed to produce a specific result. But as I said to you in that episode, we want to lift our eyes to the horizon and think about how we can create a competitive advantage that is sustainable in the marketplace. And so to do that, I want to talk about two key things today. And I need to give a hat tip to Michael Porter, whose article in the Harvard Business Review I think is essential reading for any business owner. But to begin the conversation, I want to talk about operational effectiveness versus strategy. And operational effectiveness is what I refer to as juicing the orange. It's about getting as much out of the orange as we can. And so that means squeezing a little bit firmer, getting as much juice as we can. And the way that shows up in business is being able to do things faster, being able to do things at lower cost, more profitably, and so on and so forth. So that means streamlining activities. It means reducing costs, you know, perhaps outsourcing things. It means all manner of certain things. And we see this show up in things like benchmarking and competitive analysis and all that sort of data-driven material that we see to help drive operational effectiveness. Now, operational effectiveness is really, really important and it's an essential part of the mix, but it's not to be confused with strategy. Strategy, on the other hand, is really about looking at the activities that occur in a given market and thinking, well, how do I do those same activities differently? Or indeed, are there different activities that I can pursue that are going to allow me to deliver a different outcome for our customers, or in our case, patients? So strategy really, as I said, it's about doing different activities or doing the same activities in a different way. And if we think about strategic positioning, really there's a few ways that we can look at this. We can look at what they call variety-based positioning, and that's really about doing a subset of the products or services that are available to the whole profession. So in dentistry, that could be specializing in some sense. It could be looking at just doing bleaching. It could be looking at just doing ortho. It could be looking at all manner of those things. Equally, we could be looking at needs-based. We could be looking at a particular segment of the market. We could be looking at special needs. And those people who have particular needs in that area. It could be looking after kids. It could be any manner of things. It could be gerodontology. And then, of course, there's access-based. And this might mean, for instance, as a strategic example, you might have a mobile dental clinic. That would be a version of strategic positioning that's access-based. But the thing with strategy is it's really about understanding that the activities that underpin the strategy are interrelated and integrated, and they must be interrelated and integrated and reinforce the strategy. Perhaps one of the most commonly quoted examples of an effective strategy is that of Southwest Airlines. Many of you will have heard of Southwest Airlines based in the United States, and many of you will be familiar with the fact that in a very competitive marketplace, they are one of the most, if not the most, profitable airlines going around, and they're a low-cost airline. Now, the thing with Southwest Airlines is they really only fly a small number of routes between mid-sized cities. They're not trying to do the major cities. They're not trying to concentrate on every type of route. But when it comes to Southwest Airlines, you know, some of the activities that they're looking at is, you know, they've got, as I said, very low prices. They really are very adept at, you know, having their aircraft in the air because they know that a plane in the air makes money and a plane on the tarmac doesn't. They're very, very good at frequent and reliable departures. They've got limited passenger services and so on and so forth. So if we look at the activities that underpin some of those things, you know, in terms of low prices and so on, they'll have a standardized fleet of aircraft. They have a Boeing 737 as the only plane that they use. For example, what that means is that there's only one set of spare parts. There's only one set of training manuals. There's only one set of engineering that needs to be taught to the engineers and so on and so forth. They also understand that with their rapid gate turnaround process, dentist, they need to be able to turn that plane around. So again, if we look at the activities there, it really does mean that they've got a very, very quick way of turning the aircraft around, cleaning it, rearranging the magazines, doing all those sorts of things. And in actual fact, to assist with that process, they had a Formula One pit crew train their team in that regard as well. So again, really, really important. So when it comes to, you know, limited services for the passengers, you know, that's again, you know, no assigned seats, no meals, so on and so forth. And so by having all of these activities, they've made themselves aligned in a very particular way. And the risk for a strategy like this is they get distracted and then try and do something else. And so we saw that with Continental Airlines, who saw what Southwest Airlines were doing and thought, well, we run a premium full service airline, but we'll run a few of these other things on the side. But there wasn't that same integration, because what strategy also requires you to be able to do is to say no to certain things. It requires you to be able to concentrate in one area, focus on those integrated activities, and disregard those activities that are not related or don't reinforce that network of activities. So strategic thinking and strategic positioning really is about understanding how can you create a competitive and sustainable advantage in the marketplace. And as I said earlier, operational effectiveness, operational efficiencies are very important. We need to be effective and efficient in what we do, but we also need to think strategically. What are the activities that we can do differently? Are there different activities that we can do all together? And if you're going to be doing that, thinking about strategic positioning, you know, whether it's needs-based, variety-based, or access-based, looking at the activities that, you know, underpin your strategy and making sure they reinforce that strategy and they support one another and having that network of activities right. But then, of course, understanding that sometimes a successful strategy, in fact, always a successful strategy, involves being clear about what you say no to so that you can say hell yeah to the things that you want to say yes to. And that's really a key point. So I wanted to start this conversation with you. This is not meant to be a full session on strategy, but I wanted to get some thoughts percolating in the minds of people, because as we come out of this period of time, you know, we've just coming to the period of time in Australia, at least, where things are returning to normal, in inverted commas, after the coronavirus pandemic, at least a little bit of normal. And we want to make sure that each practice is set up for success into the future. And to do that, yes, we need that operational effectiveness. Yes, we will need some tactics from time to time. But most importantly, we need to create a sustainable competitive advantage in the marketplace. And that comes from strategy. So if you want to be sustainable in the long term, you're going to need to think strategy. You're going to need to think about, you know, what the activities you're doing, how can you do them differently, what else can you do outside of that. So I hope you found that episode helpful, hope you found it thought-provoking, and I hope it promotes a bit of curiosity and further reading on this topic, because it's a big topic and you could read lots and lots and lots about it, and I'd encourage you to do just that. All right, guys, that's it from me this week. I hope you have a wonderful week ahead, and I look forward to talking to you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Savvy Dentist podcast with Dr. Jesse Green. For more free tools and resources, join the free Facebook group. Visit drjessegreen.com/Facebook. And for more episodes, visit drjessegreen.com/Savvy Dentist.